Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 265, You're a Gamer or Something. This is the show recorded on the 27th of September, 2011! Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
There we go, that's better. That's more normal.
This is the seventh intro of the show we've recorded because I insisted on doing it in funny voices.
Yes, Paul's done multiple funny voices. Apologies for the show not being up usual timings. We recorded later because I was at Eurogamer on Sunday and came home late.
So instead of recording it at Eurogamer, like any sane person would...
How would I record it at Eurogamer?
The same normal way we record it when we go to Eurogamer. We set up a booth there and we're like, shut up, fool.
Shut up, fool. It's a bit loud at Eurogamer.
That's why we have microphones in our mouths.
What, inside? So mine are constantly making rumbling noises from being hungry and stuff.
Indeed.
Now for the news.
First up,
we're going to talk about Rage.
Well, you just interrupted me, you can say.
It's on 3 discs. What's the big deal about this?
Just saying it has...
I've got games over there on, like, 3
discs.
Yeah,
it was said that at Eurogame that it had 3 discs. And we're saying that it had 3 discs.
My astronomy program on the Archimedes was on 9
fucking discs. Not that many games come out on 3 discs.
Oh, really?
On the 360, the games that are on 3 discs are things like
RPGs. I'm talking PC.
Yeah, and I'm talking 360.
Well, they're both going to be the same, aren't they?
True. Next up, some news for... two. So, can you move that slightly so I can read my show notes?
I'm behind a little rubbish on my side of the screen.
So, they're making a sequel to A Reckless Disregard for Gravity. That is Digioban Games. And they want people to make outrageous billboards for fake products for their game, which can then go around inside of it. And if they choose your stuff, you then get given a free copy of the game when it's out. And they, of course, put your design within the game. Is a game where you're, like, jumping. I never bought it. I was supposed to buy it in the last Steam sale because I think it was cheap, but I forgot. It's an indie game that I'm always told is really good, but I haven't bought it yet. But yeah, so there's a sequel coming out, and if you liked the first one and you'd love your, like, a little picture you drew or something like that to be in it, then you should enter the competition. If you go on djoban.com, djoban.com, there's some details on there, and then you can send them your stuff and see if they'll pop you in it or put your stuff in it. Which is cool, because it's always nice when games do that and kind of get their communities in and stuff like that. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Next up, some League of Legends news. League of Legends Dominion... There you go, click back on that. Is coming out... Where's it out? I've got info... Is it out? It's out now. Okay, so League of Legends is a free-to-play MOBA game, which is a multiplayer online battle arena game. What do you keep flicking your hands about for? Well, they've added a new gameplay mode for it, called...
Epic Win Time!
Capture and Hold. So they claim this new mode for it kind of evolves the MOBA genre, which makes it faster and more tactical.
Wait, what the hell is a MOBA?
I already said, multiplayer online battle arena.
What does that mean?
It's multiplayer online battle arena.
But are you battling spaceships?
It depends on the game.
Are you insects?
You have, like, bases or turrets that you have to destroy, usually. So one side will have some, the other side will have some. So like how Star Jeweled works? Is that what it's called, Star Jeweled? And you had 3 bases, was it? You just had to go destroy him. You're looking so clueless right now.
See, I call those tug of war games.
Tug of war games. You could do, yeah? Well, this is just a term that's been coined for him.
Because tug of war gives you an idea of what it's going to be about. You know, you're going to be pushing backwards and forwards against an enemy base, like whereas they are going to be with you, with like a stream of units or something. Multiplayer online battle arena could describe any multiplayer game at all.
Well, no. It's an arena, so it's
yeah. So any,
I suppose you could say deathmatch is like
game at all ever multiplayer, chess, everything. Which is why I don't like the term. So now we're going to call it shut up.
We're going to call it shut up. No, we're not, Paul.
Dominion is an evolution of the shut up genre with fast direction and tactical gameplay and all new map, the Crystal Scar. Shut up games include blah blah blah.
Anywho, so the new map takes place in the Crystal Scar, which is like a little mining village. And apparently it all looks nice and new and different. The new matches last about 20 minutes long. And yeah, it's quite a popular game. Lots of people play it. 1.4 million players every day. Over 15 million players have downloaded it since it came out. That's quite a few people. Well, it's a free game, so... Oh, can I... Okay. Wait. No, wait a second. Okay, there you go. Oh, poop. Oh. There you go. Anyway, Old Republic news...
Has a release date.
They have finally announced a release date, which is...
Don't say finally.
No, I'm saying... This game's been in development for a long time.
Don't say... Yeah, but it makes it seem like... It makes it seem like the developers are bad somehow. So you just say, Star Wars The Old Republic has a release date of the 22nd of December.
Yeah, but they announced and released for pre-order a collector's edition before it even had a release date. I think that deserves a finally.
No.
If a collector's edition gets announced for a game,
no.
The game's already got a date usually.
No.
Anyways, so it's coming out December 22nd, or of course December 20th for any of those in America Land.
Is Bob Mann in America Land?
They have also announced the subscription.
Trusty Badger in America Land? No.
They've also announced the subscription pricing, which is going to be £8.99 a month, £25.17 for 3 months, or £46.14 for 6 months. They've also announced like the American price as well, in case you were wondering. So it's $14.99 a month, $41.97 a month for 3 months, or $77.94 for 6 months. So yeah, they're sticking with a similar kind of WoW-based...
WoW prices.
Prices. I thought they might have tried to have done... As you know, it's EA own the kind of franchise, well, the game... they might have gone for the APB style price point, but I guess not. A game I mentioned recently, Hard Reset, which was a kind of sci-fi dystopian cyberpunky FPS, has had a patch put up now due to kind of feedback from the community and stuff like that. You can find the patch notes on the Steam forums. They've done things like disabled weapon cooldowns. You can sprint shortly. Well, you can sprint a bit while your sprint's recharging because it runs out. Sprint's now 20% faster than before. There's a benchmark mode in the demo. You can switch difficulty mid-game. They've added loads of stuff because they just wanted to kind of show the community they're listening and... You know, try and make the game as good as possible because it is their first game, Flying Wild Hog. This is the first game they made, so yeah, I think it's nice. So check out the patch it has on there. Next up, Diablo 3 news. Blizzard have said it will be coming out 2012.
So not terribly surprising.
No, I know lots of people who are a bit disappointed with this though.
Well, who what sane person thought was coming out this year?
Some people
no
did.
No sane person.
No, I know a few people who believed it was going to come out this year. I know people who think it's been coming out, going to be coming out for the past few years.
What is wrong?
I remember
people
being really disappointed that it wasn't coming out in 2010, and it's like now it's 2011. It's going to come out 2012.
This is Blizzard.
As well as that, the closed beta has now started. So check your Battle.net account to see, well, Battle.net account, to see if you've got an invite to the beta. I believe they've been quite sparing with the beta invites. Have you got one? Why's your face like that? Have you got one? Have you? Are you joking? Have you got one? Yeah, so the closed beta started, maybe with the announcement of it not coming out until 2012, they will... You don't have... You don't. Paul, you don't have one. There you got me all excited thinking you had a Diablo 3 beta.
You might just need to click on something else.
What, and it'll just
help,
give it
I
to
got
you.
Hacked.
You just clicked on... Oh my god. Yeah, maybe because they've announced that it will be coming out next year, they'll kind of expand out the beta like they did with StarCraft.
Hey, I had a StarCraft 2 beta, thanks to my elite skills of getting Falclaw to sign up for the beta.
Has Falclaw got in Diablo 3? He hasn't, has he?
It's Falclaw, he ain't got
Yeah, but he got in StarCraft 2. You should make sure.
Falclaw.
Yeah, so that's cool. At least we kind of now know it's come out 2012, perhaps, and that the beta is happening, so lots of people are playing it. They're trying to iron out any issues and take all the feedback and all that kind of stuff. Next up, Been There, Done That News. So, Been There, Done That was made by... Oh, I can't remember what they used to be called.
Some guy called Ben.
They're now called Size 5 Games. Were they something with a zombie in it or a cow in it? Actually, no, I'm probably making that up. So they are actually re-releasing the original game, Been There, Done That, which has been out for a while. You can actually buy it on Steam. And they're doing a kind of special edition of it, which you will then be able to buy. It has a 16-page making of booklet, and a video that no one's ever seen before. The special editions are available now. You kind of pay for it in a pay-what-you-want scheme for Windows. Anyone who bought it on Steam get an upgrade for free soon. They haven't said when. Obviously, they're trying to iron it out and sort it out with Steam so they can get it up. But if you go on their website, you can give them a price and they will let you have it. And, yeah. Of course, that means it's not a... physical copy. Oh, sorry, wait, I forgot. There's also the soundtrack with it. It's not the physical copy, but if you're a fan of the game, as of course, it's been out since 2008, so it's like three years old. So, yeah, check it out if you're a fan of it. It's like a point-and-click adventure game with, I'd say, kind of Flash kind of visual style to it. Next up, some Game Maker news. This
is actually moderately interesting.
Yeah, this won't actually appeal to most, but because I do like 48-hour game jams, this is quite cool to me and maybe cool to some people who listen to the show. If you make games and stuff like that in your spare time, or if you're a developer or anything like that. So, GameMaker HTML5 has now been released, which is the newest iteration of GameMaker, which allows you to output games in HTML5 compatible JavaScript. Which means then you can deploy games immediately to any server and it's playable in a HTML5 compatible browser.
Such as Internet Explorer 9.
Yes. So what else can use HTML5?
Firefox, Chrome, Safari.
Yeah.
Internet Explorer is hardware accelerated.
Be it desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. So do any smartphones... do our phones?
Internet Explorer 9, hardware accelerated.
Okay. Is that with Mango?
Yes.
Okay.
So in Mango news, Mango was released... today. Why aren't you updating your phone?
Because we're doing the show. I will update my phone after the show. And then I will be happy because I'll finally have the stuff you've had on your phone since forever. Anyway, as I was saying, it's in the beta version at the moment. However, you can buy it at a pre-release price for $99.
$1 million.
Which is a lot more than Game Maker, per se, because Game Maker is, of course, I think about $30 for a license. But this allows you to put it on the web. So I think that sounds pretty cool. When it's finally out, it's actually going to be $199. So I recommend purchasing it now for the pre-release version while you can. Because if you think you might want to use it, I think you'd rather pay half the price as opposed to the full price in the end. So I'm going to be checking this out after the show while I'm putting Mango on my phone and updating it. Okay? Some online news.
7,720.
On live news, of course, On Live is now officially...
Yes, so we have our competition where we don't.
On Live has officially launched in the UK now. Game have said they're backing it. GameStop are backing it. BT are backing it.
Why are Game backing it?
I think... Are they going to sell games? I don't know. They're the first retailer to back it.
So what, are they going to set up like a digital...
I imagine so. Like they might merge it similar to their kind of online store they've got now, their pay download service. Apparently they're excited about it. It means that there'll be free instant demos on the game website, so they're probably happy with that. You can instantly purchase games, of course, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't know. For BT customers, they're doing 3 month free play packs for BT people. I believe to get the pack, you've got to just contact BT, I think it was. Oh, you sign up on a website, bt.com/onlive by January next year. And you can get in on the playpack stuff. And GameSpot are using it as an advantage for demos and stuff like that as well. And try before you buy. So On Live stuff. If you're interested in it, it's like online gaming in the cloud or whatever it is they call it. So instant playing and streaming over networks.
And lag
if your network is not good enough.
Bad video compression. Lag.
I could have gotten a free set, a free On Live console thing from Eurogamer, but I just could not be bothered in the end. The queues were way too long, and I didn't know if I'd use it. Mainly because it's a subscription service, and heck, if I want to play a PC game, I own a physical copy of the PC game. Put it in my computer and
look, I click a mouse button and within 2 milliseconds the screen is updated. Unlike by this thing where, oh look, 20 times longer than the lag in my PC. Oh look, something happened on the screen.
Okay, MCM Expo news. We keep mentioning this because of course they keep mentioning new stuff.
Why do we keep mentioning
this? Last week they announced Darkness 2 and Saints Row the Third at MCM Expo. This time round they've announced Assassin's Creed Revelations is going to be playable as well. That's pretty much it. Revelations is playable.
Let's talk about Final Fantasy 13 too.
Final Fantasy 13 2
now
news.
It's the game.
It's got a release date now of January 31st in America land, so a few days later in the UK. They've also said that it's got some DLC. I must say, I don't mind games announcing DLC, but I think games announcing DLC the same date as announcing the release date is a bit weird. I think they should give it a few days afterwards. I know. So they've announced DLC will be available soon after the game's release. They haven't said what the DLC is going to have in it, but they've said that there will be some. That's about it. Batman Arkham City, Warner Brothers and Rocksteady have said that the PC version will be available
in November.
In November, as opposed to October 21st.
Like
the main game.
Like the console nabby versions.
Yes. Homefront news. So THQ and the developer that they had to make Homefront are working together with Crytek to make a sequel. Actually, no. Did they close down the developer that made Homefront? Well, either way, THQ and Crytek are kind of making the new Homefront, well, a sequel to Homefront. Did Homefront do okay? I know lots of people I know didn't like it that much.
It's sort of right, I suppose.
Yeah. But THQ and Crytek think they'll be able to make a true blockbuster because Crytek have their kind of fan base, I suppose. And they've got a certain kind of stronghold in the industry, so it could do good for them. A little bit more Assassin's Creed Revelations news.
Oh, yeah.
Can you...
All right, I know what the hand gesture means. I'm just doing something.
as I just mentioned, of course, it's at NTM Expo. Well, I'm trying to be quick to get the show
done. There's no rush. I'm going to be here till about 12 o'clock regardless.
Assassin's Creed Revelations news.
Has been cancelled.
Ubisoft have announced that the first batch of copies that go out, well, they claim the day one copies, but it'll be the first batch of copies that go out to stores for PS3 will have a copy of the original Assassin's Creed inside as well. In case you hadn't played it before.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's if you traded your copy in and they think you may have forgotten about Altair and thought, well, we better put this in here just in case all you know is Ezio. More news. A Tetris game has been announced for the 3DS called Tetris Axis. This is a new Tetris game for the 3DS. Apparently it's got 1 to 8 players. I would like to hope that is multiplayer via network.
No, it's turn-based.
Download, play game modes. Oh, no, it's got Wi-Fi. Okay, a few. So you can do local gameplay modes, which include versus battle, versus stage racer, versus shadow wide, versus capture, and co-op tower climber. And then there's also gameplay modes which you download via the carts, so if your friend hasn't got a copy, you can play that way. And it's also got Wi-Fi, well, modes that you can play over Wi-Fi as well. They claim it's got some Street Pass... Well, actually, no, it's got Spot Pass functionality, not Street Pass, which is kind of annoying. It's got new party modes, and new game modes, and apparently over 20 different modes in the whole game. But a new Tetris is cool. It might be alright. Tetris DS was alright.
Tetris.
Yeah. It's Tetris. Everyone loves Tetris.
They don't love £35 price points for it, though.
No, that's true. £20. £5. Sky Drift Extreme Races is a DLC pack that's coming out for Sky Drift, which, of course, came out a few weeks back. It's a kind of racing flight simmy game. Well, it's not flight sim, it's an arcade flight racing game. The Extreme Fighters pack adds 3 new planes to the mix, including a Vanguard, a Sparrow X1, and the Tri-Wing Vintage. All these planes will be available for use in single and multiplayer modes, which then means you've got 11 planes to choose from while you're playing the game, and it will be 160 Microsoft points or $1.49, of course, dependent on, you know, which platform you're buying it on. Skydrift, for those who didn't know it, is 1,200 Microsoft points or $14.99. Captain Morgan, would you say Morgan? Morgan?
Captain Retard.
And the Golden Turtle has been kind of announced for coming out, which has had Steve Vince, right? Yeah. Steve Vince has been writing the story. It's kind of a. Not really a sequel as such, but a kind of spin offy kind of thing from So Blonde, which is an adventure game that. The first one on PC, anyway, was a bit buggy and kind of hard to play. Captain Morgan, on the other hand, is coming out on PC and PlayStation 3, as well as Wii and DS. The PC and PS3 versions boast 1080p graphics. It's a point-and-click adventure game. She's a bit booby. But she's a pirate, I suppose, so... Yeah, just looks right. Stevens is pretty good at writing, so I reckon it'd be alright. Stevens, for anyone who doesn't know, has helped out on previous games like Beneath the Steel Sky, Broken Sword, In Cold Blood, So Blonde, and he also did some writing on Spare Parts, if you watch the credits. Oddly enough. The credits are pretty cool, though, because it's got pixel art people of all the team, including Stevens. I think it was Stevens, unless I'm making that up in my head right now, but I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, so that's that. Next up, DC Universe Online has... is now going free to play. They will keep a certain thing to it, so they're having legendary access and premium access and then free to play. Of course, you'll be limited on what you can do as such, just like with WoW and things like that. But they've obviously lost out a bit. Not many people have probably been playing it. If you spend $5 in the game... at least you get premium access, which allows you to have additional character slots, additional inventory, and higher cash limits. You can then also have legendary access for $14.99 a month. That includes all DLC, More than 15 character slots, more than 80 inventory slots. So really, they're free-to-play kind of thing. Limits you down to as little as possible. You can create, like, two characters, join a league. You can purchase other stuff through microtransactions, and kind of, you're quite limited. But it's nice because then people will be able to give it a go if they hadn't done before, so because it was a game you had to pay for. Sims 3 Pets has a release date announced now, which is October 21st. Sims 3 Pets is, of course, the newest in the Sims 3 franchise. It is coming out for 360, but this is the PC version, I believe, which is an expansion, expansion pack, not a standalone game like Sims 3 Pets on console. There is also a Create a Pet demo, which has been released, which if you go to sims3.com/create-a-pet, you can download the demo there and have a go at making a pet like you'd have in the game. Sims 3 Pets boasts to have more than 100 breeds of cats and dogs. We can play as a horse. Play as a horse? Or you can have a horse. And loads of other things like that. Really, it's, you know, if anyone remembers, you know, the original Sims, there was the Sims Pets. Now we have the Sims 3 Pets. Was there the Sims 2 Pets as well? There has to have been, right? I can't remember. I never really got into the Sims 2 expansion packs. Like, the Sims I got when I kind of got a PC. Like, my first PC or whatever. Real Windows 98 PC thingamajig. And myself and Charlotte were quite into the Sims back then. And then I got a bit bored of it. But yeah, that's it for the news this week. I'm going to have a breath of air right now. A breath of air? That sounds really weird.
It's time for Name That Game.
Last week, you would have heard this. Catherine guessed that it was Black and White 1.
Which is not, because it doesn't sound like it.
Catherine was wrong, but Trusty Badger was right. It was populous at the beginning. The third game in a popular series.
Oh, but I then heard that.
I'm reading.
On the PS1.
I'm reading. Then you also nitpit saying it wasn't actually made by Peter Molyneux, who had by that time already left the former Lionhead, of which I was not aware that was going on at the time.
Yeah, he only really worked on the first one.
Oh, like, well, what is Peter? Does he work on anything?
What was the second one?
He doesn't even do anything.
No, he sits in his room with his giant matchstick and laughs and tells people stuff that they're not doing and then makes people work even harder.
Anyway, Trusty Badger says, anyway, really enjoyed playing this week as I had been listening to the Black and White soundtrack and revisiting some older favourites. Cheers, guys. So once again, Trusty Badger maintains his winning strike. So this time I went for something a little bit harder.
GZ, Mr. Trusty Badger.
Because like I said last week, that was easy. The only clue you're going to get in this week is February.
The noises sound really familiar.
The only clue you're going to get is February.
That's it, February.
Yeah, because you admit yourself that noises sound really familiar, so I'm sure everyone's played this game. The only clue is February.
February? What the hell kind of clue is that?
It's a fun clue for the win.
February. It sounds familiar. I don't know what it is, but that weird screaming noise. Not that it's even screaming. February. I don't know anything about February. Does that mean it came out in February? I don't know anything about February. Does that mean it came out in February? Are you going to repeat that again? No. Oh, come on, you have to give me something else.
February 2011.
Really?
But that's too much of a clue now. So now Trusty Badger's going to get it. Thanks a lot, Catherine.
Oi.
Thanks a lot.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but Trusty Badger will.
I don't know. February was ages ago. I don't remember what I bought in February.
Who said you even bought it?
I don't know. No one? Me? I may have bought it.
Put your phone away.
Why, because you never cheated?
Put your phone away. That's cheating.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Mortal
Kombat? How'd you expect your old flipping one? What? Mortal Kombat? That didn't come out in February, did it?
No. I pop you la los. February. That was months ago.
5, 4, 3,
I was
two,
busy in February.
1. That's it. You don't know what it is. Okay, cool. If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net.
February.
Or leave a comment on the blog at gamercast.net and stick it on this week's episode. There's a new game going on as well. If you get the answer in before Trusty Badger, you get double GZ.
Double? Double? What does that even mean?
GZ GZ.
Double?
GZ GZ.
Does it mean me and you say it at the same time?
GZ GZ. GZ GZ.
No, you just do it like that. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but it sounds extremely familiar.
Oh yeah, it's funny that, isn't it?
Oh shush, that's being mean.
New releases this week.
Okay, there's a couple of games coming out this week. First up, we've got rehashes of old games.
Wait, rehashes of good old games. Eco, as someone would moan at me if I say it wrong otherwise, and Shadow of the Colossus HD Collection. This is remastering of Team Ico's two original games on a Blu-ray disc for the PlayStation 3. It's been remastered at a higher resolution. What?
Do we need to say on a Blu-ray disc?
Sure.
No, on a disc for the PlayStation.
Well, fine, on a PS3 disc. It's got full trophy support, it's 3D compatible, and it's good games. So
there's a game coming out on the Xbox 360. It's being released on a DVD 9.
Anyone who hasn't played these before should definitely check them out, because they're great games.
One of them was used in Name by Game. It was the standard, the horsey, I do believe.
These usually come out pretty cheap as well, so... I highly recommend you pick them up if you don't own the two games already, or if you just want to play them in slightly nicer looking. Next up, pretty massive release, at least over here anyway, FIFA 12. So, like, the UK loves FIFA. This is going to sell
crazy.
FIFA? What does it stand for?
Football is Football Association.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is coming out on almost everything. According to Play.com, it's coming out on the PS2.
Last year's came out on PS2.
Really? According to Game, it's not coming out on PS2.
We had one copy of it.
Who knows? Oh, really? Maybe they're sold out on Game. It's also coming out on PC, 360, 3DS, PSP, Wii, 360. I already said 360, PS3...
Xbox.
Not original Xbox.
Xbox.
Is it coming out on the GameCube?
Nintendo 64.
On the NES.
Wouldn't be stupid.
You can have little pixel people. Yeah, new FIFA game.
Sensible
It's got some player impact engine,
Sensible
pro
starter.
Player intelligence.
And of course, they're making money out of it with their DLC.
Yeah.
The monies.
Over 500 licensed clubs, more than 15,000 players. Of course, they're trying to do this whole kind of networking thing, so they've got things similar to Autolog from Need for Speed, but in FIFA terms. So you can play clubs against other people and stuff like that.
Whatever that means.
I don't like football.
FIFA's alright.
Yeah, I'm sure FIFA's alright. I don't like a sports game. I like a sports game if it's more extreme sports. So yeah, FIFA's coming out, I'm sure loads of people are excited about it, and people will probably pay the £55 I believe it is listed on some websites, which is quite expensive. Child of Eden is coming out for the PS3, this is the release of the spiritual successor to Rez that came out on the 360 months ago, and is now coming out on the PS3 with move support. It also supports 3D. And has a very cheap price point. I think of a retail of £20. Which is not bad. If I had a Move and a 3D TV, I would totally buy it. because someone on my Twitter wrote that it looks amazing in 3D, and I could actually see this game looking absolutely flipping amazing in 3D.
Okay.
Charbin's awesome!
Let's buy Move, 100 quid down a drain. Let's buy a cheap 3D TV, 600 quid down a drain.
I'm not buying it.
And then let's buy some glasses for 60 quid a pop.
I just
all
like...
for one game.
I like Tetsuya Mizuguchi.
I've never even met the bloke.
I have.
I've never even met the bloke.
I have. And he was so cute. Because he was like, oh my god.
Like 3 foot tall.
You brought all my games and what? Asked me to sign them.
Here, can you sign my copy of Halo?
Oi, no.
Here, can you sign my
I
copy of Halo?
In all the games, we brought all the games that he's worked on.
Are you Peter Molyneux? Nice to meet you, Peter.
Next up, Game of Thrones Genesis. This is a spin-off from the film, TV show / books in a video game form. I read about this earlier. What kind of game is it? It's a strategy game. By Cyanide? What does Cyanide make?
Def.
Thanks, Paul. No, I know their name. What else have they made? I can't even think. So yeah, anyone
don't mess
who's,
with my
anyone who's a fan
umbrella.
Of the series,
jab.
I recommend you check the game out because it may be of interest to you. It also has up to 8-player multiplayer, and it's a fantasy kind of thing, and swords and magic and stuff like that.
Fancy.
Yes. 3DS in red is coming out.
I had someone ask me for a yellow one.
Oh, they're so cute.
I had someone ask me for a yellow one. I was like, sorry, I didn't
tell them they can find a GBASP in yellow, which is a Donkey Kong one. Other than that, they're screwed. Or I think there might have been a Pikachu DS Lite. I don't know. Okay, so this next release has been pushed back for a very, 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 very long time and may not actually be coming out. I'm pretty sure it won't be coming out, but I'm just going to say it just in case it does. So Play have Raiden Fighters Aces listed coming out this week on 360.
Isn't that the guy from Mortal Kombat?
No. It is,
isn't
but
it
not
the God
Strata.
Of Thunder?
So Raiden are a series of shmups that have come out over the past few years. Raiden 4 came out on the 360 over in Japan, and this is the first Raiden game to come out on 360 over here. It's been coming out in speech marks with my fingers in the air since last year, and it keeps getting pushed back. It's a compilation, really, of three of the Raiden games, which is Seibu Kahatsu, which is the first Raiden Fighters game, Raiden Fighters 2, Operation Hell, Dive, and Raiden Fighters Jet. If it comes out, it's cool, because then it will finally come out. It's got training mode in it, which is new to the games. You can also choose to skip any level if you like, because if it's too hard, and you can play in slow motion. You can play every game full screen, which is good because Japanese games aren't usually full screen because they're usually ports of arcade games, which mean they've got bars around the edges. That's what Death Mask did, and everything else is done. And you can actually play it side-scrolling or vertically, so you can rotate it for your display if you want. And you can play two-player co-op offline or play arcade mode. And you can post high scores and apparently game clips as well to Xbox Live. It'd be nice if it came out. It's got a really cheap price point, and I know loads of people who are looking forward to it and don't want to import the Japanese version because it's so expensive. So maybe it'll come out. Driver San Francisco is coming out on PC. This is, of course, a driver game that came out months ago, maybe now, which is the new Ubisoft driver game. It's come out on PC.
Months ago? It wasn't months ago, it was weeks.
A month ago, wasn't it? Maybe? Maybe it was weeks ago, I'm not sure. I have no track of time. Ben 10 Triple Pack for Nintendo DDS? Nintendo DDS? 3D DDS? Nintendo DS. This
Dinosaur.
Has on it Ben 10 Protect of the Earth, Ben 10 Alien Force, and Ben 10 Alien Force Vilgax Attacks. So this is a compilation of three of the previous DS Ben 10 games. Although they sell like crazy Ben 10 games, at least they did back when I worked in game. They did when I worked there.
Oh. Ben 10? It's all about Ben 12 now.
Because they were... I keep saying the word price point today. They're a really cheap price point because they're usually about 20 quid. And this is three games, and I know on Play it was listed as being £20, so that's pretty cheap. So if your kids don't have these three games, or you like Ben 10 yourself, pick these up. They're all kind of like little side-on things. We Sing... You've scored past the name. We Sing UK Hits is coming out for the Nintendo Wii.
This is rubbish.
We Sing game, which has some good songs in it. It's got David Bowie on it. It's got Plan B on it. It's got Queen on it. It's got Creep. It's Creep. I like Creep. You like Creep. It's Radiohead.
Yeah, but it's not very good Radiohead.
I quite like Creep.
Nah.
I do. It's got Florence and the Machine. It's got loads. It's got... scroll down. It's got 40 hits. 40 hits, as they say. Or 40 songs, if you ask me, on it. And is, of course, exclusively on Wii. You'll be able to use your Wii Sing microphone from the other Wii Sing games. Or pretty much any microphone that works with the Wii, really. Yep, so that's coming out. Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar, which is the newest Harvest Moon game. This is out on the DS. It's a new Harvest Moon game. Do I need to say more? It's a Harvest Moon game. It uses the Wi-Fi connection, so you can shop at your friend's bazaars or help them with farming and fishing. Of course, though, you have to be careful when it comes to an original DS game with Wi-Fi stuff, because you may have to have your router on a specific setting in order to connect. Because it's crap like that. Because, of course, it probably won't use... what's the... WPA? So it may not use WPA unless they've made it support it. Because most original DS games don't support WPA because they were made for original DS, which only supports web. Next up, awesome release... I actually wrote next to it, oh my god, is this really coming out this week? Aliens Infestation, which is the new DS Aliens game from WayForward. WayForward, of course, made awesome games in the past. They made their Blood Rain Betrayal recently, but they made A Boy and His Blob and Shantae and something else, but I can't think of it. So everyone likes Aliens. And WayForward can really do pixel art and animations and really detailed little images. So this is going to be awesome. It's kind of like a side-scrolling exploration game. There's 19 different marines to play as. You go across different environments, including the Sulaco, the Derelict, LV-426. Of course, the Derelict's on LV-426 anyway. But that's cool. I watched a video of it, and I think they may have added new style aliens in them. They also said they were trying to be a bit more scary and make the aliens really hard to kill, but I also watched a trailer that had them quite easy to kill. So who knows? All I know is it's probably going to be really quite good, and I'm actually quite looking forward to this, because it's an aliens game, and it's WayForward, and they make good stuff.
Gearbox helped.
Yeah, well, Gearbox made Aliens Colonial Marines for DS, and I believe it got cancelled. If you search on YouTube, you can find trailers of it, and... this game looks almost the same. They've just added their WayForward touch. I'm definitely getting this. Because it'd be awesome. Angler's Club Ultimate Bass Fishing 3D. This is a 3DS fishing title in 3D. You can take part in championship tournaments in terms of fishing. And I believe there is also like a kind of...
Does it support Kinect?
No.
Can I plug my 3DS into my Kinect? That way I can use the 3D screen but move with Kinect.
No.
What's the point in it?
What's also weird is you can use the camera to take a picture of yourself to make your fisherman look like you.
Great.
Yeah. Atelier Tatori, the adventurer of Arland. Or that's how I'd say it, Arland, maybe. This is a new Atelier Iris, I believe, with the PS2 games. Oof. This is Tatori. They're like a turn-based square strategy game. When I say square, I mean it's little squares, and you can move certain numbers of squares and stuff like that. Turn-based strategy RPG, Japanese one, of course. Newest one in the series. It's a PS3 game. Another thing, Bounty Hounds Online Pro Pack. So Bounty Hounds Online is a free-to-play sci-fi MMORPG. And they've made... So similar to how Age of Empires had a premium pack. You can buy this premium pack, which has some exclusive stuff on it. It's got the client on the disc as well, which then means you don't have to download it. It's got an exclusive pet, some in-game currency, a glide board that's usable for level 10, up to level 10, some XP boost potions, armor blueprints, in-game title that you can have, which is unique to it. So it's a little MMO game. Yeah. Sci-fi and Bounty Hunter's pretty cool. Next up, Dance Is Your Stage, which came out on the Wii, PS3, and PC, which I thought was a bit weird. This is a dance game for the PS3. It uses Move. PC, I'm not really sure at all.
Webcam?
I don't know. Next up, though, Nuclear Dawn, which is actually quite interesting sounding, because it's a FPS RTS. So, did you ever look at Savage? Do you remember Savage? It was like an RPG FPS RTS for a PC. Came out years ago now. But Nuclear Dawn, so at the start of the game, you can choose if you want to play as playing an FPS or an RTS, but you don't get to switch between, which I think is a shame. But it's got
Battlefield 2, you could switch between.
But it's got a really nice UI to it. For like saying that resources are low and stuff like that. But this sounds pretty interesting. I recommend you watch a video for it. Because apparently the FPS component of it is not too bad and the RTS component is not too bad either. So check that out. Because we don't get that many kind of complete hybrids these days. So it's quite a nice kind of breath of fresh air almost.
Previews and or reviews.
So I thought I'd try and just do a quick kind of overview
of the fun games we got to experience at Eurogamer.
Yeah.
I, however, luckily experienced it from a safe distance because some people have to work. First up, Catherine's going to talk about Pineapple Smash Crew.
Yeah, so I checked out some of the games in the indie kind of game stuff. And one of the games that I played and really enjoyed was Pineapple Smash Crew.
Why don't you have notes on my notes?
These are my Eurogamer notes that aren't within that OneNote. What? It's in a different OneNote.
Put it in the same OneNote.
No, it's because this is my previews and reviews OneNote.
Oh,
which
okay.
Are different to the podcast. So Pineapple Smash Crew is an indie game. It's very similar to Syndicate. So you've got four dudes you can control in a squad. You can switch between them by, I think it was moving this from mouse wheel, scrolling the mouse wheel. It's quite nice though. Each one can have a power up, and you use your power ups with the right click on your mouse, and you just shoot and stuff. But there were kind of you had a brief for each mission that you did. Every mission I did kind of was the same though, so it was. Remove the toxic waste in this area. It kept going on, but I was really quite compelled to keep playing, even though the missions were pretty similar, the enemies were pretty similar, but it was in an alpha mode, as it said on the pieces of paper, so I imagine they'll expand out more, add different mission types, add more enemy types, perhaps add some more weapon pickups, although of course one thing to mention is that your guys can level up, and with each level up you can unlock new things that you can pick up. So after a while I could then pick up machine guns that I could place, which were like a turret, and then after that I could then pick up teleports and stuff like that. So if you keep playing you unlock more stuff, and it was really nice. It had a pixel art look to it, and it was a really cool game. I'm going to definitely keep an eye on it because I thought it was really cool.
It might be fun.
It was similar to how Syndicate is as well, because your dudes can die while you play, but then you'll still be playing with them dead. And then when you finish the game, it will automatically put someone new into your kind of crew, but they won't have the experience that your last people had. But that was really cool. I then played Waves, which is a twin-stick shooter. However, it was playable on a keyboard and mouse, so with WASD and the mouse to move the aiming reticule around. But it was really nice. So it had a Geometry Wars look to it. It had nice music. Sadly, there was no kind of feedback in the music from the gameplay. So if a game's got loud, kind of pumpy music, thanks to Mr. Mizuguchi, I will always kind of want some kind of merging of gameplay and music. And sadly, this game did not have it, which kind of let me down. But it was really cool, and it was actually made in UDK, apparently. Also, I was told. And it's coming out Steam in October. And it was quite enjoyable. It was really nice. The aiming reticule was a long line, and then where exactly you had your mouse would be a long line. And it was, I don't know, it was just really quite nice. There were different enemy types, so ones that would go straight after you, and ones that would just hang around, ones that would multiply. It was really quite nice. Had different game modes as well. Then, what else have I got next? Adventures of Tintin is not that bad. I'm not talking about all the things. So, Adventures of Tintin is, of course, being made by Ubisoft and is a film-based IP. However, it was actually really, really nice. I'm not saying that all film-based IP games are bad at all.
I am.
You are. But it was really cute. It was weird because there was Tintin's, like, avatar icon in the top corner, which looked more like an Enid Blyton kind of illustration.
Oh, my God. This is what we need to make happen.
So you're going to say, like, there's a millipede somewhere or something?
No. We're going to make Doom 2. But instead of having the Doom guy's face down the bottom, we're going to have Tintin's face down the bottom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Toru.
What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. What's Doom 2 got to do with it?
It's got a guy's face in it, and okay, you can see his face.
So you want to see Tintin beaten up, pretty much. So it was really cute. Although Tintin's quite violent. He punches people and knocks them out.
Tintin. French. Is he
Belgian? Or is he French?
The same thing.
And little Snowy. Although Snowy seemed to be lagging behind all the time. So I saw him once in the game, and he was standing on a platform, and then I jumped away, and he didn't follow. So I was like, oh, what are you doing, Snowy? And he was talking to Snowy, as if he was right next to him. Even though he was over there. It's move compatible on the PS3. I had to put it on the PS3. It's got lovely animations in it, and it's very old school Prince of Persia style. So side on, platform based. It was really quite nice. You play as different characters as well, and they've all got different abilities, and you can change costumes with the D-pad and stuff like that. It was really quite nice. I played a newer build of Awesome Nauts, which is a multiplayer online arena game. Did I get that right? A MOBA? Or was it MOBA?
It's a game.
And it had some new characters in it, so I got to play as...
Fun.
Comedian? Yeah, I was playing as a comedian, I think. It was quite cool. I didn't get to play it that much, though, because it was always pretty busy, which was kind of annoying, because I wouldn't have minded playing a bit more, as I last played at E3, and I wouldn't mind playing some of the different characters that were new as well, because I'd only played as the monkey dude, I think Yuri, maybe, before, and then I played as the community dude. But there were other guys that I could play as well, but I didn't get to. But that's looking good. Release hopefully later this year, I think. Batman Arkham City, I got to play that. That was actually one of the first things I played on Sunday, because I needed to make sure I played it. I got to play the whole demo, which was cool, because a few people I spoke to were actually chopped off the demo, because it's quite long. It started with a Catwoman level, so you got to see how she controlled. I don't like how she looks, but she moved really nicely. So the animation, the fluidity of the combat was just, it was lovely. I was just like, why can't every game do this? So yeah, that was really cool. I quite enjoy playing as Catwoman, even though I'm not a Catwoman fan. Not that she's a Halle Berry Catwoman, though, because that would just be terrible. But that was cool. And then that blended into another bit with Batman and Two-Face and the Joker and looking for the Joker. It was quite interesting as well, because any spoilers that there would have been with names, they kind of replaced it with some backwards talking jib-jab. So you couldn't spoil anything, and also so then they didn't give out any spoilers, which was nice. And then after doing the Batman looking for the Joker level, it then went into a level with the Penguin sending goons on you. It mainly all focused on the combat. The first bit with Batman, though, showed you the Gotham. But it felt a little too big for me, because I was like, where do I go? Luckily, they'd fenced off the demo, so you couldn't go over certain areas, so it said like no entry and stuff like that. But it looked good, it ran well, it wasn't at a bad frame rate, and I quite enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I'm quite looking forward to it now. I'm not going to cancel my pre-order, I'm going to keep it. So that was really good. Next up, Binary Domain, which is a squad-based cover shooter coming out of Sega quite soon, I believe, or at some point down the line. The first trailer for this game made it look really weird. Playing it, though, it was actually really quite an enjoyable game. It's got a slightly clunky cover system, only slightly. There are a few issues I found here and there. Sometimes it was hard getting into cover, and it was kind of annoying getting into another piece of cover from one piece. But other than that, it worked really well. You're fighting robots, because it's kind of in a cyberpunk, futuristic, dystopian universe, like lots of things are nowadays. And the robots have kind of decided to rebel, and you're trying to take them back and take control and stuff like that. So your opponents were robots, and they were really quite nice because they were similar to necromorphs almost. So you could shoot off their limbs, which I did not expect, because I was just killing them, getting headshots, stuff like that. And then suddenly there was one crawling down the stairs, and I was like, how did he just fall over? And then I realized I'd shot his legs off. I just thought it was awesome. So they've got kind of like armor on them and stuff, so if you want to get them in the head, you've got to shoot the armor off their heads until you can then shoot the kind of the insides of their heads off. And the same with all their limbs, really, but they were quite interesting. I did a boss battle, it was kind of annoying, kind of got a war-like, I think. I jumped on top of it and had to shoot it in the head, but then I had to balance it, it was quite weird. The characters are very two-dimensional, though. I was not interested in them one bit. One girl had a really weird British accent. But I really actually quite enjoyed playing it, and I'm definitely looking forward to getting it now. In the future. I played Joe Danger the Movie, which is the sequel to the original Joe Danger, which of course came out on PSN. This is hopefully coming out on 360, possibly. They haven't stated what it's coming out on, but I definitely have my fingers crossed for a 360 release. It's kind of like Trials, really, but more fun and stylistic. And it's very easy to get the hang of. I played and played and played and played, and I finished their hardest level that they had there after 150 attempts. Or over 150 attempts. But I did it! I was happy. But no, that was really cool. They've got, I suppose the good thing, which is different to Trials as well, is there's different vehicles you go in. Whereas in Trials, you're kind of set in the bike. There was a minecart, jetpack, skis, motorbike, loads of different things. Journey, I played, which may have been one of my games of the show. Journey is, of course, the new game out of that game company, the guys who did Flower and Flow, and they're now doing Journey, which is a lovely little game. You play as like this little girl, I think, in the desert. She could be a lady, she could be a guy. She's kind of, she's not sexualized in any way, so it's kind of hard to tell. It was amazing. It looked lovely. She animated lovely. The sand moved around her feet really nicely. If you went down a sand dune that was really high, she'd like slide down it and then roll at the end. Oh, it was lovely. It was lovely. You can only jump if you have like these sheets that you pick up, which is quite nice because then it limits the jump, so you're not jumping around like you're playing WoW. Looking at Paul while I say that. So you had to pick up these sheets to jump, but then you could also elongate the size of the sheet by picking up these white sheets that would make it longer. It all had to do with activating these sheets and creating a path. Although there was a lot of isolation in it as well, which is nice, because not many games do isolation, or do isolation well. It was a lovely demo. I was never confused at what to do at all, and I thought it was amazing. Awesome game. Then two more. Super Mario 3D Land is lovely. It's like Super Mario Bros. 3, but for 3D and is new school stuff.
Is it 3D?
It is 3D. It made it slightly easier to get the jumps right, and it was nice as well because they could then put stuff in the foreground within a 3D space. I think my favourite thing of it, which is probably a bit weird me liking it that much, was them having the blocks that lead up to a flag and you jump to the flag. I just thought that was nice. I know, of course, other games have done it. Other Mario games have done it, as well as Super Mario Bros. 3. But that was my favourite touches, almost. There were four different levels playable. three kind of just different environments. One which was quite hard because you had to activate exclamation mark switches, which expanded out into like sides, and you had to jump around before they ran out and went back, and it was quite hard. But I did complete that. The only one I didn't complete was the boss level, because the level itself was a side-scrolling level where the camera moves. So like an old-school kind of level, like a Sonic level. Sonic on the Mars system. But that then meant it was slightly harder, and I died a few times, and then by the time I got to the boss, I died, and yeah. It was a simple boss, though. It was just a humongo Koopa Troopa who was spinning around in circles. You just had to hit him on the head, and hit him on the head, and hit him on the head. And then I played Skyrim as well. I played a bit of Skyrim. I made an Argonian female. She looked pretty darn cool. And I played around a bit. I was a bit disappointed with a few issues in the demo, like a gate with backwards facing polys. That meant I could see in it but not get in it. I killed a Nord lady. I set lots of dogs on fire. I picked up some stuff. It was alright. It's Skyrim.
Did you play in third person?
No.
Well, that kind of defeats the question I was going to ask you about.
What were you going to ask about the animation?
No, because we know the animation is better. But what we don't know is how much different the Khajiit and Argonian models are.
Oh, bum. I didn't think of doing that, though. Why am I going to play it in third person?
Just to check it out, to see... Well, when you were creating your character, did it just look like a bog-standard human model with a
It was only showing, like, chest up.
Man.
Paul, you're getting it anyway.
I don't even want it anymore.
Well, I've got a pre-order down there.
Todd Howard. I don't like you, man. What's the deal with this Dragonborn bloke? What's the deal with it, man?
I watched the trailer last night to get the music in my head, and now I've got it back in my head that you said Dragonborn, because they say Dragonborn in the trailer.
Stupid.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I played in a nutshell. That's not everything. Of course, I played like Saints Row the Third, Mario Kart 7, Skyward Sword.
But no one cares about any of those rubbish games.
What else did I play? Photonica, which I'd already played anyway, but it's a lovely game. Greedy Bankers versus the World. Ace Combat, Sonic Generations, SSX. I played quite a few things. I'm going to have write-ups on the Gamecast website at some point soon.
Yes, read the write-ups instead.
But you can listen to this for a quick, brief lowdown.
Yeah, fun.
But yes, apologies for the long show as such. I hope you found it interesting, and we've let you know all the news and stuff. And if you know what name that game is, I will probably be hitting myself next week, because I'm sure I will know what it is, because it sounds really familiar.
Yeah, but now the clue you made me give has made it too obvious to everyone. So that's it. Next week I'm doing a game nobody will ever have a chance of guessing.
Fine.
Yeah, it is fine.
Well, we'll catch you next week for hopefully slightly less news and, of course, less preview things, because I'm not going to Eurogamer unless I want to talk about millipedes on the ship.
No.
No. Well, I'll catch you next week.